ready to ditch the textbooks and teleport to the future of education.
Sounds exciting. Sign me up.
Me too. We're diving into how AI could revolutionize learning for both students and teachers.
It's about time.
Right. We've got these incredible reports, one from the World Economic Forum, talking about this amazing potential.
Yeah, they paint a really interesting picture.
Okay, so let's get into it. When we say AI in education, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Honestly, my first thought is always those sci-fi movies with robot teachers.
Yeah. But this report, it emphasizes that AI isn't about replacing teachers.
Definitely not. It's about empowering them, giving them the tools to be even more effective.
Okay, I like that. So less robot takeover and more teacher superhero kind of thing.
Exactly. The report actually highlights this McKinsey study found that teachers work an average of 50 hours a week.
Wow, 50 hours. That's more than a full-time job.
Right. But here's the kicker. Less than half F of that time is actually spent directly with students.
You're kidding. So much for that teachers get summers off stereotype.
Seriously. And a lot of it comes down to administrative tasks, grading, lesson planning, all that stuff.
Which honestly can suck the joy out of teaching, right?
Absolutely. And that's where AI comes in. Mm-hmm. Imagine if AI could take care of those tasks.
Whoa, like AI grading essays? Is that even possible?
It's already happening. And not just grading. Think lesson planning, personalized feedback, even parent communication.
Okay, that's a lot for AI to handle. But would it be as good as a human?
Well, no technology can fully replace a great teacher's intuition. But this could free them up to focus on what they do best, inspiring students.
I love that. Less time grading, more time creating those aha moments.
Exactly. And the report gives this really cool example of a math teacher, Diego Marin, in Illinois.
Okay, tell me more. What's he doing?
So he's actually using ChatGPT as a personalized tutor for his eighth grade students.
Hold on, ChatGPT, like the chatbot. How does that even work in a classroom?
It's pretty amazing, actually. He creates these personalized prompts for each student, targeting their specific needs.
So it's not like every kid is getting the same lesson from the AI.
Nope. ChatGPT can adapt to different learning styles. It's really cool. It's like having a personal math whiz available 24/7.
That's incredible. I wish I had that in school. Struggling with the concept at 2 a.m., no problem, ChatGPT to the rescue.
Exactly. And the best part is, it's not just limited to places with fancy tech. Our other source talks about how AI is personalizing literacy learning in Nigeria.
Wow, that's amazing. So this really could be a game changer for making quality education accessible to everyone.
That's the hope. And it goes beyond just making things accessible. It's about making learning more effective for each individual student.
So instead of that one-size-fits-all model, we're talking about tailoring education to each student's needs and pace.
That's the idea.
What?
And there's this concept called knowledge space theory. Sounds super complicated, but it's actually quite elegant.
Okay, break it down for me. How does AI use this knowledge space thing to personalize learning?
Imagine a map, right? But instead of places, it's all the concepts within a subject. Let's say you're learning about photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis. I remember struggling with that in high school.
Right. Well, AI can use this knowledge space to figure out exactly which parts of photosynthesis you understand, which parts you're shaky on, and even predict what you're ready to learn next.
Wait, hold on. Predict what you're ready to learn next? How is that even possible?
That's the power of AI. It looks at your past performance, how you learn best, and basically acts like your personal learning guide.
That is seriously cool. But let's be real for a sec. Not every student learns the same way, right? Some need absolute quiet, others thrive in groups. Can AI really adapt to that level of individual need?
You're reading my mind. That's one of the most exciting things about this. AI can analyze learning patterns and create the perfect environment for each student.
Okay, so we're talking about customizing not just what students learn, but how they learn too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine a platform that changes the pace of a lesson, switches between visual and auditory explanations, even suggests group activities or individual study sessions based on your learning style.
It's like having a personal learning assistant who's always one step ahead, optimizing your entire educational journey.
Exactly. And because AI is always available, students aren't limited by those rigid school schedules. They can learn whenever they're most engaged, whether that's early morning or the middle of the night.
Talk about a game changer. But I do have one slightly less optimistic question. With all this talk of AI revolutionizing education, are there any potential downsides?
Of course. We wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't explore all angles.
So what kind of downsides are we talking about here? What should we be cautious about as AI starts playing a bigger role in education?
Well, one of the big ones is making sure AI doesn't actually end up limiting opportunities, you know.
Limiting opportunities? How so?
Well, AI systems, they're only as good as the data we feed them, right? So if that data reflects existing biases.
Ah, I see what you're saying. We could end up with AI that actually reinforces those biases instead of breaking them down.
Exactly. So it's not just about building AI, it's about building it ethically and thoughtfully.
That makes a lot of sense. And I guess another concern is making sure AI doesn't completely erase that human element of education, right?
Definitely. I mean, we've all had those teachers who just inspired us, right? Pushed us to think differently.
Absolutely. Those teachers who made you love learning, not just memorize facts.
Exactly. And that's something AI can't replicate. It can grade a multiple choice test, but it can't give you that nuanced feedback a teacher can.
Right. That real human connection. So if AI takes over things like lesson planning and even some tutoring, what does that mean for the role of the teacher in the classroom? Do they just become like classroom managers?
That's a great question. And actually, the World Economic Forum report suggests that AI could make teaching more fulfilling, not less.
More fulfilling. How so? I have to admit, I'm having a hard time imagining that.
Think about it. If teachers aren't bogged down with all that admin work, all that grading,
they actually have time to teach.
Exactly. They can focus on building relationships, igniting curiosity, mentoring students.
Instead of just trying to get through the curriculum as fast as possible.
Right. It becomes less about delivering information and more about guiding students to become well-rounded individuals.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. It's like you're saying AI could free teachers to do what they do best.
Exactly. And think about the possibilities. If teachers had the bandwidth to truly personalize learning for every student, to really dive deep into project-based learning, to foster creativity in ways that just aren't possible right now.
It's like you're handing teachers a blank canvas and saying, okay, now go create magic. No more time constraints, no more bureaucratic hurdles.
But it's a pretty incredible thought, right?
Mm.
Instead of drilling kids on facts, we could help them nurture their passions, learn real-world skills.
And become lifelong learners, which is what it's all about, right? Not just teaching them what to think, but how to think.
Absolutely. How to be curious, how to solve problems, how to adapt to a constantly changing world.
And AI can be a tool to help us get there, but it's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly and ethically.
100%. Because at the end of the day, AI is just a tool. A powerful tool, but still a tool.
The real magic happens when we combine that with the passion and creativity of amazing educators.
Absolutely. But we also need to make sure everyone's prepared for this future, right?
You're talking about digital literacy.
Exactly. We can't expect teachers to embrace these AI tools if they don't feel comfortable using them.
And students need the skills to navigate a world that's only going to become more AI-driven, right?
Absolutely. It's not just about adding AI to the mix. It's about equipping both teachers and students to shape the future of education. Not just be shaped by it.
So it's a partnership, really. AI and education working hand in hand.
That's a great way to put it.
It sounds like AI has the potential to completely revolutionize education, but it's not a magic solution.
Not at all. It's about using AI to enhance and support the incredible work that educators are already doing.
And maybe even help them unlock their full potential.
Now, that's an exciting thought. And it brings up a question for me, actually. If AI could take care of all those administrative tasks, what would be the ultimate potential of educators to really transform student lives?
Wow, that's a powerful question to consider. If we could remove all the obstacles, how would education be different?
It's almost impossible to imagine, isn't it? We've been operating within the same constraints for so long.
Yeah, it's like we're asking teachers to paint masterpieces, but only giving them like three colors of paint.
Exactly. But what if we could unleash that potential? What if teachers could truly personalize the learning experience for every student, really dive deep into their individual passions?
That'd be a whole new world, right? Not just in terms of what students are learning, but how they're learning.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be about memorizing facts. It'd be about exploring, collaborating, and really thinking critically.
It'd be about giving them the tools, you know, the mindset to succeed in a world that's changing all the time.
And that's what's so exciting. It's not about making education a little bit better. It's about fundamentally changing what's possible.
Right, like pushing the boundaries, reimagining the whole thing.
Exactly. We're talking about a future where education isn't about fitting in. It's about standing out. It's about being curious, about having that love of learning.
And that's something that'll stick with you your whole life, 100%.
This has been an incredible deep dive, honestly. Mm-hmm. So much to think about.
It really has.
So to everyone listening, just remember, the future of education isn't some predetermined thing. It's something we all get to shape.
So stay curious, ask questions, and let's build an education system that truly helps every student reach their full potential.
Love it. And on that note of boundless possibility, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the future of education. Until next time, keep those minds engaged, and remember, the best lessons are often the ones we create ourselves.